The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor and banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you alone are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Just before we prayed and came to the back of church, OU scored. I just want to put that out there. And they were winning, so I don't know what's happening now. Always think that if you're at this Mass during a game, either you don't really care, or this is my Mass and I'm going to go to this Mass no matter what. So, we will not think about the game right now, we'll think about the gospel. Maybe this is actually a good question in context, because it comes to us from this gospel. Who is your master? Call no object, no substance, no experience, no evil person, nothing on earth should be our master or our God. God is God, and there is no other. How do we guard our hearts, minds, and souls against the great temptations of the world? We might also ask this question today. Why do so many choose the world and run away from God? The Christian faith is so fragmented in our world today. Last week, I heard about the celebration Protestant churches were celebrating, something called Reformation Day. I'm not always sure what they are celebrating on that day. That day where a church was formed, or they were able to just break free from the Catholic Church. I do know that since that day, the day of when the Reformation began, there are now, in today's world, or at least in our country, more than 50,000 Protestant denominations. Everyone wants to be Martin Luther, where they believe that they have a better version of the gospel message and a better way to have a church. Now, not surprising, we have what is being called the rise of the unaffiliated. Maybe you've heard this term. It's just too hard. So the unaffiliated, they say something like this: It's just too hard to decide which church is offering the best message and doing things right. So I will just stop going to all churches. I'm going to be spiritual and not religious. And so there's another concerning and sometimes sad statistic. Since we opened the doors of the churches after the pandemic shutdown across the country, only 17% of Catholics who were going to Mass weekly have returned. Only 17%. That's across the country. It might not be true here in Oklahoma. I haven't looked at that statistic. Only 17%. How do we respond to these things? In the gospel, the scribes and Pharisees are trying to find ways to accuse Jesus of wrongdoing, evil ways, and sin against the Jewish faith. And Jesus continually finds ways to show them their hypocrisy. Basically, you preach the word of God, Pharisees and scribes and leaders of the law, but you do not live the message you preach. We've seen this before, even in our own faith. You follow the law of God, but you constantly create burdens and problems for people to know and love God. My first pastor taught me this about preaching, and I try to live by this principle. He said, when you are preaching and preparing your homily, when you're in the preparation point, he said, ask three questions. What do you want to say? How do you want to say it? And would you want to hear it? I've always liked that, and I've kept that. That last question always stands out, what I want to hear, what I'm saying. It says to me two things. Would I want to hear it, and also, will I believe what I'm saying? Do I believe it? Oh, she says no. I'm saying yes. I'm sorry. Sometimes we say no, we don't believe it. Our Catholic faith, In our Catholic faith, people are leaving the church and becoming unaffiliated in very large numbers today. We need authentic witnesses of the gospel now more than ever. How can we do this? Well, there's two thoughts on this question that come directly from our readings. First, we have to really live our faith and live it in a simple, humble, but committed manner. The best witnesses of the faith are often the saints, those just living the faith day to day, who day by day they pray, go to Mass, serve others, tell others about the love of God that they have. Be humble servants of the Lord. And the second part is help others receive the word of God. Another way of saying this, help people to know Jesus. I would ask that you learn these three questions and not be afraid to ask them of other people. Don't be afraid to look at anyone and say, first one, do you believe in Jesus? If they say no, give them one reason to believe in Jesus. Two, do you know how to pray? Do you know how to pray? If they say no, pray with them in that moment. Show them that prayer is possible. And the last question is, do you want to come to Mass with me and my family? This is the hardest one, maybe. But an invitation, even if they say no, is so important. An invitation to come and encounter Jesus. Keep inviting them. Do you believe? Do you pray? Will you come to Mass? Simple questions that can be powerful in our world. Jesus is our Lord, our teacher, our purpose for everything. Today we ask for the grace to live the gospel daily and to preach this gospel in the world. Don't be afraid. Jesus, you are our master. Jesus, we trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.